Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, the King of the Organ, Ken Griffin. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers greet you tonight from Kansas City, Missouri. And who hasn't heard of the famous Kansas City Beef? Now, as Spike and the Slickers play Missouri Waltz, you'll really hear Kansas City Beef.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Right here, I want to thank all the political candidates for giving up their time so this show could be heard. And now I'd like to introduce...
Excuse me, Mr. Jonze, but did you know that the very famous orchestra leader, Ted Weems, got his start in Kansas City?
Yes, Lindley, I know that, and I've heard Ted Weems play many times.
He became a successful musician, didn't he?
A very successful musician.
Mr. Jonze, now will you take music lessons?
Oh, that Lindley. With his ears, he could easily get a room at the Mule Box. At this point, it is my pleasure to introduce the Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. Say, Spike, what are you looking so serious about?
Well, Dorothy, a funny thing happened last night. Maybe it was because we're in Missouri. But all last night, I kept dreaming that I was running for president.
Oh, well, Spike, you know, dreams are usually the result of what we've been thinking about. Surely you're not thinking of being a presidential candidate.
Well, certainly, after all, why should I be an exception? I've even got my slogan ready. You offered it to Ike, but he didn't feel like grabbing it. So why not take Spike and the City Slicker cabinet? You like that, Dottie?
Oh, Spike, a City Slicker cabinet?
Oh, don't say that, Dorothy. They've got some great ideas. Why, George Rock, my future Secretary of State, proposed that we let Hawaii in as the 49th state and have hula dancers represent them in Congress.
Hula dancers? What do they know about making laws?
Nothing, but they could sure put a lot of motions before the House.
Jonze, whatever can be running through that mind of yours?
Right now, it's that song you were rehearsing this afternoon. What was it?
Well, it's a song written by the same man who wrote I'll Walk Alone. Now he's written one called He Didn't Ask Me, So I Had to Walk Alone. Did we meet in a garden where roses fragrant and dewy? If you think so, I beg your pardon, you're screwy. Now if you think he was subtle and sang to me soft and croony, then I have to say in rebuttal, you're loony. Cause this guy had his own peculiar plan. He was as subtle as a Brooklyn Dodger fan. He didn't ask me, but I dropped my gloves when I walked down the street. Instead he softly gave his call of love. Isn't that romantic? He didn't ask me, don't you think we've met? for something just as sweet. Wonder if Romeo gave Juliet. There was romance in his every word. Must admit the guy was very charming for a Main Street mockingbird. I know you'll tell me that it isn't smart. I know it's indiscreet. He didn't ask. He just stole my heart. Presently, we both were arm in arm. And he really had a bill of sale. Must admit the guy was very charming for a lamppost nightingale. But it isn't true how the style is obsolete. He didn't ask me, he just left me weak.
Wonderful, Dorothy.
Where can I find Spike Jones, little boy?
Madame, this may come as a great shock to you, but I am Spike Jones.
You? Oh, la la, charmant. Listen, my dear Spook.
The name is Spike.
Of course, Spike. May we?
No, we may not.
Now, look, my dear Spook. I am Madame Ina Suez. You are running for a president. I am a famous opera singer, and I would like to sing on your campaign.
Well, of course. I'd love to have you sing for me. Madame, I think you could do with a little rehearsal.
Oh, that is not me. That is my dog, Napoleon. He likes you. See, he is even whining on you.
He's not only whining on me, he'd like to be dining on me. Tell him to sit in the corner. We're ready to hear you sing, madame.
Napoleon, sit here and behave yourself. I will sing the famous Il Bacio.
Il Bacio it is.
Oh,
Madame Suez. You and your dog would make a great combination in Tales of Hoffman.
Hey, Spike, some telegrams came for you. Here.
Let's see what they are. Gosh, Dorothy, my presidential campaign is already bearing fruit. Listen to these wires. From the people of Troy, you're our favorite boy. From the people of Pocatello, you're a great fellow. From the people of Albuquerque, you're a... Oh, is that so?
Maybe you ought to abandon the whole idea, Spike.
I don't think so, Dorothy. I'll tell you what. Let's see what our guest for this evening thinks about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation's favorite recording organist, Ken Griffin.
Thank you, everybody. And Spike and Dorothy, it's nice to be with you in the Spotlight Review.
Say, Ken, Spike wants to run for president. What do you think of his chances?
President? Surely you must be joshing, Jones.
No, I'm Spike Jones. Haven't seen my brother joshing in years.
Oh, Spike, he means you haven't got a chance.
Of course not. Just imagine a radio star in the White House.
Well, why not? We'd run it like a radio program. We'd have a government of the people, for the people, and we the people. Anyhow, Ken, if you're trying to discourage me, you can't. I've got some great ideas.
Like what, for instance?
Well, for one thing, I wouldn't do what other candidates do, go around the country kissing babies and shaking hands with mothers.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd shake hands with the babies and kiss all the mothers. I'd be original.
Well, I don't know, but Spike, if there's anything I can do to get you some votes, just tell me.
All right, Ken, your latest recording, You Can't Be True, there has won millions of followers. You'll play it right now. It'll win over a lot of people. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Griffin playing his best-selling recording arrangement of You Can't Be True, Dear. Ken, that ought to win us plenty of votes. Ken Griffin will be back for another chore in a few minutes. Right now, Myron Wallace.
Everybody is the better for a refreshing pause during the course of the day's work. More and more offices and factories are installing Coca-Cola coolers so you can enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coke right on the premises. You'll find the day's job goes with greater ease when you work refreshed.
Gee, I'll need a lot of votes to be nominated for president. I know how to get the California vote. I'll declare Florida unconstitutional.
Oh, Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones, I heard you were going to run for president. I want to help because I can write beautiful poems and I can write you a campaign poem. You remember me. My name is Georgie.
Thanks just the same, Georgie, but I can't use your campaign poem.
But, Mr. Jones, my poems are endorsed by Edgar A. Guest.
Edgar A. Guest, the poet?
No, Edgar A. Guest at our house.
I'm sorry, Georgie.
Well, don't you worry Mr. Jones. My family's got a lot of friends in Kansas City. My grandfather was one of the great discoverers here.
Well, that's very interesting, Georgie.
Yeah. In fact, if it wasn't for my grandfather's discovery, you wouldn't be standing here talking to me.
Really? What did your grandfather discover?
My grandmother.
His head sticking out of a manhole would start a soccer game in any neighborhood. But right here, we bring back the gal who is everybody's nominee for the First Lady of Song, Dorothy Shay, singing...
Somebody love me. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. You were meant to be my loving baby.